USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. Trump met with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and held a rally in the border town of Eagle Pass.
Very dangerous border. We're going to take care of it. Thank you.
That rally was at a riverfront park, which has become the focal point of Texas's struggle against illegal immigration. President Biden met with local leaders and Border Patrol agents in Brownsville. The House is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown this upcoming weekend. The bill extends two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills. The Senate is anticipated to vote on the legislation before Friday's deadline. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that the deployment of Western troops to Ukraine could escalate to nuclear conflict. During his annual State of the Nation address, Putin asserted that Moscow possesses the capability to strike Western targets should they send troops to support Ukraine. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments and make a ruling about former President Trump's immunity claims in his election interference case. We get the latest from USA's Ryan Daniels.
Trump on Truth Social Wednesday thanked the High Court. His lawyers have argued that Trump's 2020 election challenges were all genuine and within the purview of his role as the nation's chief executive at the time. Prosecutors remain skeptical, alleging Trump became part and parcel in an effort to illegally overturn the 2020 presidential election, while also holding the office of president himself.
The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January, and that aligns with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate cuts. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said last month that he aims to observe further positive data before he will consider more interest rate cuts. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
A Gaza Health Ministry spokesperson has reported that the death toll from an Israeli assault on a gathering of Palestinians seeking aid in Gaza City has risen to at least 100. The Israeli military stated it's investigating the incident, while an Israeli official mentioned that IDF troops resorted to live ammunition in response to people surrounding trucks transporting humanitarian aid. A federal judge has issued a temporary halt to a recent Texas law permitting local law enforcement to arrest individuals they suspect of illegally crossing the border. The Justice Department, along with the ACLU, filed a lawsuit arguing that only the federal government holds authority to enforce immigration laws, disagreeing with Governor Abbott's assertion characterizing the influx of illegal immigration as an invasion. Not all flowers smell sweet. We get the details from USA's Corey Myers.
Crowds are gathering once again to inhale the vile smell of a rotting corpse, just the Amorphophallus titanium, otherwise known as the corpse flower. It's an endangered tropical flower that only blooms once every 7 to 10 years for 1 to 3 days, releasing a pungent odor when it opens to attract flies to pick up some of its pollen and spread it around.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association suggests that frequent marijuana use may heighten the risk of heart attack and stroke. People who consume cannabis daily, particularly through smoking, could elevate their risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.